A Tempo is a production of the Classical Network and is made possible by the support of listeners like you. Thank you for your support. Welcome to A Tempo, the Classical Network spotlight on the arts and culture. I'm Rachel Katz, and I'm your host as we explore the changes at work in the performing arts. Each week, I'll bring you some of the latest news and also take time to examine many of the issues that are challenging these arts organizations. Today, we'll get a look at one of the ways the arts are intersecting with the creative minds in Silicon Valley. Next month, the San Francisco Conservatory of Music will host the 6th annual Tech Capella Showcase, a concert featuring a cappella ensembles from the region's tech companies, including Facebook, Google, and Twitter. I'll speak with representatives from the groups from 23andMe, Google, and Dropbox, and also with Michael Roost, Associate Dean and Executive Director of the San Francisco Conservatory of Music's Pre-College and Adult Extension Program. As part of A Tempo, we're pleased to bring you some of the news from around the world of the performing arts. Musicians of the Lyric Opera of Chicago are back at work after reaching a three-year agreement with management. The Associated Press reported that members of the Chicago Federation of Musicians, Local 10208, ratified the agreement on Sunday, October 14th. The musicians had called a strike the previous Tuesday, which led to the cancellation of the opera company's first weekend of performances. According to the AP, the contract reduces the size of the orchestra by four musicians instead of the five originally proposed, and calls for a main opera season of 22 weeks instead of 24, plus an additional 5 weeks for a Wagner ring cycle next year. Conductor Gemma New has yet another conducting gig. The Dallas Symphony Orchestra announced that the New Zealand-born conductor has been named as its principal guest conductor, beginning in the 2019-2020 season. Currently music director of the Hamilton Philharmonic Orchestra in Ontario, Canada, New is also resident conductor of the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra and is making her New York Philharmonic debut next month, leading the orchestra in its first Young People's Concert of the season. She served as associate conductor of the New Jersey Symphony Orchestra from 2013 through 2016. Those are just some of the headlines this week from around the arts world. Silicon Valley and its array of technology companies has become synonymous with creativity. And when you factor in the correlation between science nerds and music geeks, it was almost inevitable that someone would find a way to combine these two interests into a fun-filled and fulfilling venture. The result is Tech Capella, a now annual concert showcasing the variety of a cappella ensembles that have sprung up at some of the region's tech companies. There's the Songbirds at Twitter, Facebook's Vocal Network, the Pintunes at Pinterest, and Airbnb's Airbnbs, and that's just for starters. The groups had the chance to sing a Tech Capella concert at Fox Theater in Redwood City on October 15th, but the main showcase event will be held November 4th at the San Francisco Conservatory of Music. I brought together representatives from some of the a cappella groups that will be participating, 23andMe's Chromatones, Google's Alphabeats, and Dropbox's Syncopation, as well as an intercompany group called the Internotes, to introduce us to their groups and talk about how these ensembles and Tech Capella have given them new creative and social outlets.
I'm Alexandra Langston. I work in customer operations at 23andMe. Our a cappella group is the Chromatones. We just formed in March, so we've had a couple small performances at work. We banded together because one gal was interested in a cappella, and she heard rumor that there were a few other singers around who had experience with a cappella. So she started like tapping around people and being like, hey, do you guys want to sing for the talent show? So every April we do a Parkinson's disease fundraiser. It's a talent show to support Moving Day, and it's a big deal here at work. So she basically started tapping people on the shoulder. We work in a small enough company where we see everybody, and it's word of mouth a lot of the time. And our group got together, and after the talent show, we decided to keep singing. And so our Tecapella, this is going to be our first year in Tecapella. It's our debut performance outside of work, and everyone is super stoked about it.
I'm Michael Potashnik. I am a software engineer at Google, and I'm a part of Alphabeat. We are also relatively new. We will be celebrating our second year in about a month. I joined the group in January of 2017, so a few months after it was founded. Our founder, Ruchi, and went to Caltech with her friend Lafia, and after they graduated and both moved out to the Bay, they decided that they wanted to keep singing together from when they sung together in college, and so they founded a group out here. I joined after seeing a poster that had it was sort of like a meme type format. Flames and 100, you know, the red 100s with the underlines. And I was like, oh, this is the group for me. So this will be our second Tecapella. And we performed both on and off campus. One of the things that we like to do when we both find the time and also have songs ready to go is that we'll just go up and down Castro Street in Mountain View singing for whoever will stop and listen, which is a lot of fun.
My name is Alex Feldman, and I am a software engineer at Dropbox. I sing with the Dropbox group called Syncopation. I also sing with the external, like, multiple company group called Internote. So we're kind of like the internet of the Tecapella crowd, soaking up all of the extra talent of people who don't have a cappella groups at their companies. So the Dropbox group has been around since 2014. I joined shortly after it started, and that was also our first Tecapella year. That was like the first year we were at the Fox Theater in Redwood City, and I think it was also Google, Facebook, and Twitter there. And that was one of the coolest experiences ever, because I think none of us knew what we were getting into. It was such a shock. Like, we were all just excited to be on a stage that had curtains and, like, stage lights and stuff. And then, like, the audience feedback was amazing. Everyone is just so excited afterwards. And, you know, the rest is history. Like, there was no way we weren't going to keep doing that again and again. Internote, I started with a friend who was formerly of Googapella. And we just decided there was not enough a cappella in our lives. So we started the Internote, and we've been in beta since 2016. And we've been growing a lot, and we've been singing all over the Bay Area, had like various solo shows. This is going to be, I think, our third Tecapella, SF Conservatory. And yeah, we're also really excited to just be on stage with all these like Tecapella people. It's really fun to be in this community.
Well, let's talk a bit about Tecapella itself. A number of you mentioned the enthusiasm and the excitement. What is it like? I mean, when you get out there, when everybody gets out there, what's the atmosphere like and just the environment?
So I think the first thing that really stuck out to me, because we've done one Tecapella so far, the first thing that really stuck out to me is how many people are actually involved in this effort. Even purely just, you know, the performers on the stage, when you go backstage just before the performance, there's quite literally, I'd say, 100 people or so who are just trying to fit in this backstage of this wonderful stage and then a relatively cramped backstage. So it makes for a very interesting set of movements. But then everyone is so excited to finally put out there what they've been working on for the past year in a exceedingly formal venue, which is really great. And I think to Alex's point that it's more than any of us ever expected to get to perform on stages like the Fox Theater.
Alex, do you want to pick up on that?
Oh, yeah. It's so crowded backstage. It gets very warm. Everyone's kind of like scooting past each other. You know, there's like one bathroom and like three tiny little dressing rooms. But I think that also that it spills over into the wings. And so people will be watching people on stage performing and like dancing around and getting into it. And that camaraderie backstage, I think, is one of the best parts of Tecapella, because it's like we're all at these companies and, you know, we're doing our cool little a cappella thing at work and, you know, maybe performing for our coworkers. And like, it's like, oh, that's cute, you do a cappella. But then you go to Tecapella and you're like, oh my God, it's like me, but at a different company, like all these other people who are just like me. And you kind of have that instant bond.
And Alexandra?
So we don't have Tecapella experience, but just that last sentence that Alex said is something that the Chromatones are so looking forward to, just bonding and meeting other people in the a cappella world and just getting inspiration. I mean, we're pretty pumped as it is, but that's something that we're really looking forward to, is just the camaraderie among the different tech companies and what they're bringing to the table. And we're looking to grow and expand and just be inspired by the enthusiasm around a cappella and working together.
Do you all have some previous musical experience, or for any of you, was this the first time you really did something, quote, serious with any musical skills?
I spent my middle school, high school in band. So I did 7 or 8 years of trumpet, but I had no singing experience until college. And when I got there, I joined college a cappella group. This was at Cornell, and I joined the High Notes. So, you know, shout out to them if this makes it to them. And Cornell's a cappella scene is insane. I think there's about 20 groups, 25 groups on campus. So the level of even implicit competition is very high. So for me coming here, I was sort of like, I was looking for a cappella groups from my third day on the job because I needed to have it back in my life.
I think that's a pretty similar story from a lot of people who did it in college. They're all just like, no, yeah. I need this back in my life. InterNote has a couple members who, you know, like had some dark times in their life when they didn't have a cappella, and now they're just excited to be back in it again. I was never in an a cappella group in college. I was definitely like a fangirl. I went to Brown, and like similar to Cornell, I think there were just tons of a cappella groups there. And, you know, I remember like freshman year just sitting and watching the Higher Keys or the Jabberwocks perform and be like, oh my God, they're so cool. I thought that door was like totally closed after graduating. And I think the Tecapella scene is like making me realize that you can just keep being musical for the rest of your life. You don't have to get anyone's permission or be part. You can start your own like organization. You know, you don't have to find some pre-existing ICCA or something like that.
So my background, I first got exposed to an a cappella group during high school. I went to an all-girls high school, St. Francis in Sacramento, and we had some a cappella enthusiasts who were inspired by Stanford's Fleet Street, and we got a group together, and I was part of that for 3 years, and that was such a fun time for me. I did continue in college to study music. I actually minored in music and sang in some choirs and jazz bands, but we didn't have an a cappella group at the time on St. Mary's College campus. I went through, as Alex would refer to it, as a dark time without a cappella in my life. And like, I just got this itch to like sing again. I need to sing. And I was lucky enough to find a group, a semi-professional group, that's pretty well known in the Bay Area. It's called Smorgasbord. They're an a cappella group that I actually found them by auditioning on, I found a post on Craigslist. And so I've been with that group for about a year and a half. It's 6 people. And I'm the youngest one in the group by far. And it's so cool to me. It's so inspiring that something that started as an inspiration in high school where I was just like exposed to the a cappella world, and now after a gap, I found people who they're continuing to do this throughout their lives, you know, and it's really neat that we can take this. And for the Chromatone specifically, we have all levels of experience. We have people who haven't ever sung before, but they just really like it. And then we have a handful of people who do have experience, and bringing that together and collaborating and just like really getting people on board, that's what it's been about with our group. Exploring sounds, creating music, seeing what we can do together and pushing each other to get better together and grow and create something really cool. And for us, that's what it's been about, as opposed to, you know, like selecting the top voices and auditioning. We don't do that yet, but everyone who's in our group is so about group collaboration and just creating this really cool musical stuff. And it's just been really fun.
Well, now, how has this added to the work environment in general? Overall, are these people that you see regularly, or are these people that maybe this is the only time you see? There is this mythos for those of us nowhere near Silicon Valley. There's this mythos of what working in one of these companies is like. How does something like this kind of add to it, or just make it a more fulfilling experience?
It's funny. We joke about this. We see each other in the hallways with our group, but I don't even know what half the people in my group specifically what they do, because when we get together, it's just like, all right, we are at work, but we're creating this thing that's kind of separate from our jobs. And it's the space that we have. It's such a creative space where it's open to collaboration and input and dissenting opinions. There's like, it's like, all right, everybody feels like they can speak up. And what that creates is this bond between us where it's like you begin to trust people and respect people in a different kind of way that you wouldn't have been exposed to them on my normal team at work. And it's really important, I think, for cross-departmental collaboration and building those relationships, because now I know a handful of amazing people in all these different departments. And if something comes up, I have a question, I can be like, hey, Olga, what's your take on this? Or Sarah, I know you would know about this. And it's this instant bond and respect that we have for each other.
I would definitely echo that sentiment of like, then all of a sudden you have these connections to people in other departments or other teams that you never would have met before. And I've definitely had moments of like, oh shoot, like this is a hard problem that I'm working on and I need someone with expertise in some random area. And it's like, oh yeah, our musical director works on that. Like I can just ask him. And if a company could do this on purpose, it would be amazing. You know, you can't like force people to like hang out and be creative together and like be friends, but Silicon Valley's got the talent war like crazy all the time. And so if I was an HR person or a recruiter or something, I would be doing everything I can to try to get stuff like these acapella groups. And it doesn't have to be acapella, you know, anything where it is kind of like this extra special place where people can be, you know, a little bit less of their like work self and more of their like personal hobby self, you're going to get those connections across departments and people are going to like, you know, I think it does help the business at the end of the day. That's not why we do it, but it turns out it's pretty good. Pretty good for attrition too. You don't want to leave your acapella group and you don't want to leave your company. They go hand in hand.
I would also agree, especially coming from Google, which just has an inordinate amount of workers. Even now, I don't see on a day-to-day basis any of my group just walking around. I don't even think any of them are in the like four or five nearest buildings to me. So for me, it's sort of an escape, I think. And it definitely makes me even more excited to come to work on the days when we do have it, which for us is twice a week. And I guess that's similar to college for me, for the group I was in, that, you know, I was in computer science and some of our members were in pre-med, right? And I have zero classes that overlap with them. And so this would be one of the only reasons I ever would have met them. So if not for this group, I wouldn't have some of my best friends that I'll have for the rest of my life. And I think that's true of acapella, no matter when you do it, you know, high school, college, or in your professional life.
There does seem to be a certain amount of overlap between science and tech and creativity, especially in some place like Silicon Valley, where creativity and innovation is so valued. Do you kind of see that in when your groups come together? Do you think there's kind of like this doubling up of different types of creative talent that makes your group what your group is?
Yeah, this is Alexandra. I would say absolutely 100%. We have so many creative minds here and it's very valued. And like I mentioned before, we just try to foster an environment to encourage people to be creative. Like yesterday, we had this little rehearsal after work where we've been working on unifying our sound and coming together. And then we had a vocal coaching session from San Francisco Conservatory of Music. I think everyone had an opportunity to work with a vocal coach. Tech Capella arranged this. And then after that, yesterday in our rehearsal, we broke things down. Like scientifically, it felt like we were creating a music, like a musical language, and like writing all over this whiteboard wall and then handing out dry erase markers and telling everyone, okay, go up. What do you think the dynamics should be here? What's our thing here? And everybody just like, we broke it down and then people went at it with like creative minds and just like opened the space to share this vision. And I think fostering that creative environment allows people to really step up and thrive and create something bigger than they could do on their own. And I just feel like we've been breaking through a lot of walls and boundaries in the creative space.
I feel like one of the reasons why music and a cappella in particular find such a natural home in Silicon Valley is, though, while the end result is art, the underpinnings are all math. And so I can, you know, when we're discussing with the group, like, okay, you know, this is a fifth and you have a third, so you need to tune that high. And these are all things that with people having, like, for lack of a better word, like, they're nerds, right? And so when you can discuss the technicals of things and they just click, it lets you get to the creative part faster. And you can get everyone on the same page and with this shared architecture of music and then create your final product sort of in agreement, if that makes any sense.
No, that totally makes sense. I heard someone say once that, you know, Tekapella people are all just like failed musical theater majors. And I think that's kind of true. Like, we're all just a bunch of nerds, or we work at tech companies and, you know, we're working hard every day, but there's just something inside everyone that's just like, but I have this like kind of kooky, crazy, creative energy that has to come out. And, you know, it definitely like folds back into your regular life when you get to like just start exercising those creative muscles and seeing other people. I think I get really inspired by everyone else's creativity. You know, that is like, you see something and you're like, oh, that is such a good idea. I love that. And that just makes your brain feel, you know, it makes you want to stay up late and plan things. And that's such a good feeling. And I do think that that feels like the best parts of Silicon Valley when you're so excited about an idea and the only thing holding you back is how hard you're going to work on it.
On that note, I just, one last thing about the creative and collaboration thing is, you know, people can sing by themselves and it's great. Like, people can be trained to sing solos and all of that stuff, but there's something so much more rewarding about coming together with the kooky characters and just being able to have all these different talents come together, contribute, bring something else, bring something unique to the table. What you can create with like a group versus being an individual, I think that's a really powerful thing, not only about a cappella groups that's showing, but with Tekapella, I think I'm looking forward to seeing that element of it, just like beyond the individual, like what can we do as a group, as a community? What impact can we have?
That was my conversation with Alexandra Langston, a member of 23andMe's a cappella group, The Chromatones, as well as with Michael Potashnik of Google's Alphabeats and Alex Feldman of Dropbox's ensemble Syncopation, just three of the groups that will be participating in this year's Tekapella Showcase, November 4th at the San Francisco Conservatory of Music. This will be the conservatory's third year hosting the event. Michael Roost is Associate Dean and Executive Director of the conservatory's Pre-College and Adult Extension Program, which for the past 2 years has offered coaching to each of the participating ensembles.
The way we're participating in Tekapella this year is by sending out our all-star faculty to actually coach these ensembles as they prepare for their performances. So each group will get one coaching with one of our master teachers, and they'll get expert advice on how to refine their ensemble skills, work out some maybe some tricky passages in the music, get some feedback on staging, and ultimately have a good time.
It does seem that, like very much like medicine, tech is one of those areas that seems to have a very large overlap in terms of music-minded people. In what other ways do you see that manifest itself there, particularly in the Silicon Valley area?
Many people studied music growing up, whether it be in their school bands, orchestras, or choirs. What we find is that once they leave school, it can sometimes be difficult to find a community to make music again. It's important for us that people keep music in their lives. It keeps them in tune with each other, and it is a rewarding experience for people. And so what we're finding is that a lot of companies are recognizing the value and importance of having outlets for their employees to connect with each other on something that they love. What's so beautiful about Tekapella is that each company has their own a cappella group that they support, and whether it's during their lunch hour or after work, these employees get to get together and share their love for music and sing. So I think that there are a lot of companies that are taking a moment to realize, oh, we need to find ways to support this because this improves our culture within the company and helps us with retention and building a really exciting workplace environment.
Well, we also have seen the resurgence of interest in a cappella groups, a cappella singing, whether it was Glee on TV or the Pitch Perfect movies. Do you see a lot of interest from the public, from people, no matter how much music they might have had in the past, in this type of singing, in this type of group singing?
Absolutely. First of all, singing is one of the most natural ways that we can make music as humans. We have a natural instrument built in. And so much of the repertoire that is done on a show like Glee or in a cappella groups are accessible popular music that a lot of people know. So it's not unusual for there to be this craze for singing a cappella music. It's a way for people to make music in an ensemble using music that they know and love very well.
Since the conservatory began its affiliation with it, are you seeing it continue to grow? Are you seeing new groups come out from the different tech companies out there?
Absolutely. So last year was our first time providing coaches for the ensembles, and a few groups actually took advantage of that. They were so excited to have that opportunity to have someone come in and help them with some of the things that are tricky when you're in the ensemble, and have an objective ear on the outside really helps to improve the whole performance. And so I think the word spread, quite honestly, because this year we have dozens of groups that are asking for coaching, and they're excited to work with our faculty. And I believe that there are, in fact, some newcomers to the stage. 23andMe will be the Chromatones, and of course, Salesforce will be Scalesforce. And there are some others that are new to the program as well.
Any idea whether people who've become involved in these groups then have kind of branched out on their own to seek out further instruction at the conservatory?
Oh, absolutely. Our vision really is to make music as accessible as possible, whether it be for someone to come to the conservatory and take a class or private lessons, or for the conservatory to offer instruction on site at various tech companies so that their employees have access to world-class music instruction. And the convenience factor is a really important key here. We work long and hard in all industries. And so making sure that there's time carved out for music making is sometimes difficult when you're managing a full-time job. So, you know, we are very hopeful to continue to build these relationships with the various companies in the Bay Area so that more people can make music in ways that are convenient for them by offering our instruction offsite as well. It's great to see everyone get out from behind their phones and their computers and get on stage and get a little nervous and make some music. And it's always a blast going to the concerts and to feel and the energy in the room and the excitement and support and love for all of the colleagues is just great.
That was Michael Roost, Associate Dean and Executive Director of the San Francisco Conservatory of Music's Pre-College and Adult Extension Programs. You can find more information on the November 4th Tech Cappella Showcase at techcappella.com, where you'll also be able to watch a live stream of the event. I hope you enjoy these conversations I bring you each week on A Tempo, focusing on the changing dynamics in the arts world. But remember, programs like this are made possible only through your support of this station. To become a member of the Classical Network, go to wwfm.org and click on Donate. Thank you for supporting the Classical Network. Thank you for listening to A Tempo. I'm your host and producer, Rachel Katz. Join me again next week as we explore more issues and trends in the world of the performing arts. A Tempo is a production of the Classical Network and is made possible by the support of listeners like you.